Can I mess with y'all? I'm going. I ain't asking no more because I am. I'm gonna mess with you. And y'all, you young men and young ladies, y'all been in this church for since you are. I mean, you were birthed in here, and now you're living like sinners and acting like God don't. The laws of God don't matter. Y'all having babies and know you ain't right. Ain't nothing wrong with having a baby. That's how you populate the earth. But God got a guideline. And y'all are like, y'all don't know what it says. You girls that gap your leg anytime, anywhere to anybody. And bring all these problems on your family members because you won't close them. And you men, you won't take responsibility. You just think... You just think just because it get hard, you got to stick it in something.
All right. You better slap
it. There's a guideline for that.
All right.
Now you start sticking in something, there's accountability what you do with it. I told y'all. But it's time for the saints of God to live by the rules and the guidelines of God. I know we got children there, they need to know about it. Nothing wrong with sex. Nothing wrong with it. It's just a misuse of it. Ain't nothing wrong with eating, just a misuse of it. Now we're a misuser. That's what it is. We got the guideline, but we don't pay them any attention. We just go out and do what we want to do. There's accountability to that. But God said, so then they which are faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Right? Let's see how did God bless him. Turn to Romans chapter 4. What did I say? Romans chapter 4. Yeah, here we go. Verse 16. Now, you with me? Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Notice what he said. It is what? Of faith. Therefore, it is what? Therefore, it is of faith that it might be how? To the end. To what? What you mean the end? That when you get to the end of it, the promise is sure. Right? To the end, the promise might be what? Sure to how many? No, just some of us, just a selected few. The promise is sure to who? The promise is sure to all the seed. Now watch. Not only that which is of the law, that's talking about the Jewish people. See, that Peter started out preaching that way. After having that Pentecostal experience, that's why we have to get in this word. After having that Pentecostal experience, Peter still was messed up in his thinking. He was thinking that the gospel was only for the Jewish people, and God had him to go up on the housetop, and while he was up there, he fell in a trance, and God had to wake him up and teach him. And when he came down, and the people from Cornelia house was there knocking at the door, he said, God showed, got to Cornelia, he said, God showed me. There's no difference. But when you got, and see when you got people don't want preach and tell the truth and just doing stuff just to be saying I'm a preacher. No, you better be called and appointed and anointed to do what you've been called to do. You can't just get up talking about you a preacher and just start blabbing off stuff. You better make sure that this is what thus says the Lord. He said to the law, he said, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham. Now, how many of you are of faith? How many of you are of faith? What of the faith of Abraham? What was Abraham? Abraham believed God. Now watch what happened to him now. What did Abraham do? Of the faith of Abraham, Abraham believed God. He said, let me read it again. verse 16, therefore is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that which is of the law, not only that which is of the law, but to that which also is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, I have made thee. I want you to get it now. It is written. This is what God said. It is written. I have made thee. What? A father and didn't even have a child. Sarah couldn't even have a child. But God said, Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. And he said, this is what you've been made righteous, and you are of this kind of faith. And Abraham believed God. And there was no child. Now listen to this. Listen to this in the condition he believed God. God told him. And I'm going to read it. I made thee a father of many nations, whom he believed God, even in whom he believed, even God, which quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope. Who against everything that could cause him, he and Sarah, to have a child. Listen, everything that possibly could cause them to have a child didn't even have a smidgen of hope. Now you listen, you tell me what can come out of this. Listen to this now. Look at verse 19. Who being not weak in faith. Now let me skip to 20 and come back to. No, I have to read 19. Who being not weak in faith, consider not his what? Dead. And what else? And when he was about 100 years old, neither what? Yet the. Now what in the world can you get out of? What kind of hope can you get out of two dead things? He's dead, she's dead. And when he was acted and alive, I just saw something. You gotta keep moving. When he was acted and alive and she was acted, they still didn't have. Here's Sarah, 90 years old. They never had a child. Now here she's dead. And he's dead. But God spoke. Who? God spoke. Abraham, I have made you. I have made you a father of many nations. Now watch this. Glory to God. Glory to God.